Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's head up and talk to our guy, John Keim, that is, up in Washington and covers the Commanders. Mike, we want to find out a few things about this team and what's going on before Sunday. And John, it's good to have you on. I think we'll start with the news today that Marcus Mariota is a captain. It's ironic for a lot of Falcon fans because it didn't necessarily go well here, but my understanding is they love him there. He's played well. He's been a good teammate. What's the deal with Marcus Mariota?
Yeah, you know, and it's funny because when they signed him, it was a year or so after he had been in Atlanta, and, you know, obviously it didn't go well there, and you heard, like, miscommunication, friction, whatever it was at the end there. And it's funny because getting to he's a really good guy. Like, I'm surprised that there was any sort of tension with a guy like that, to be honest. So I think it sounded like it was a miscommunication, whatever it was. But the point is, like, he was, you know, he's not quite what I thought he might be given that. And then as a player, even more so, I would say that. And right. Part of the reason is, like, you know, having watched his career in college and then early in the NFL, and even that year in Atlanta, they played Washington. Like, they did not have a good offense with him. But yet, in this offense with Cliff Kingsbury, he's been very, very good when he's had to play. Now, it's only, we're talking a small sample size, but every time he's come in, it's good. The quick passing game, quick decision-making, it's all there. And, like, the run-pass options, he executes that well. So I think this offense fits him very, very well.
And that's the thing, John. We had Arthur Smith was our head coach at the time, and there was nothing that was smooth and fluid, unfortunately, about those right. those offenses. That's why he lost his job. But, yeah, they were ready to pivot to at least see what they had with a third-round pick, and Desmond Ridder right. has now bounced around. But, yeah, Mariota, we always felt there was a ceiling. He's a journeyman, but he can pop, like yeah. a Gardner Minshew, you know, or like the way that Fitzpatrick was in the old days. He'll give you a couple of games, and then the wheels will fall off. So we yeah. just hope it doesn't happen this week. What does the offense look like without Terry McLaurin? Should we be worried about Deebo Samuel and the other receivers?
See, and I think for this game, like, Jaden Daniels is their best quarterback. But this isn't anything against Jaden. But I think the way they've looked with Mariota, losing McLaurin is it might be the biggest deal of all that. And because he is a take-the-top-off guy. Like, you know, he's not a burner like Tyreek Hill, but he's a high 4-3 guy, right? And he will make big plays down the field. They don't have a guy like that now. And so that's tough. Like, Chris Moore will replace him, better receiver. But he's a 4-5 guy. He's not beating you over the top. So then it's going to be a lot of Deebo Samuel. He's been very good for these guys, and it could be as a kick returner. It's as a occasional running the ball, getting the ball to him in screens and underneath and letting him use his size to break tackle. So he'll be the guy because, like, it's not just losing McLaurin. It's also Noah Brown, who's often hurt, but when he plays, he's been good for them. So they're really without two of their top three receivers. That's going to make it tougher for Marcus or anybody at quarterback, whoever played quarterback this week.
John Keim, ESPN, up in Washington, talking about the Commanders. We go behind enemy lines, and this week the Commanders come to town to take on the Falcons on Sunday, 1 o'clock kick. What about the run game? What does it look like right now for the Commanders, and who should we be on the lookout for? I know they've had some injuries with their backfield.
I think you should be on the lookout for the entire committee because that's kind of how they use it. Like, last week, it was Chris Rodriguez starts the game, has some nice runs in the first couple drives. Then it's Bill Kroski-Merritt. Then it's Jeremy McNichols. and then they incorporate Mariota's legs in there, and then they'll give an occasional ball to Deebo Samuel. So it really is that. And I think that's how it's going to stay. Like, Kroski Merritt has been a fun story for fans here, but he gets hurt a lot. So I don't think you want him carrying the ball more than 10 times. Mm. Like, you know, McNichols is a, you know, he's the definition of a journeyman. Like, he's, I think this is his 10th or 11th franchise. But he does what they ask him to do. And Rodriguez was inactive for the first couple games. So, like, they do not have Bijan Robinson here. But they've been able to piece together a good running game because of the diversity of what they do and who they have. So I don't think it's not one in particular, but just think in general, they've been pretty good running the ball outside of the Packers game.
Talking about what the Commanders have up their sleeves defensively, we've seen a lot of teams, Carl, they go with those high safeties, basically trying to take away the deep ball. We've not had any success with the big home run throw. Are they going to try to take away the run game? I read some of the comments from Joe Witt, Jr., and it sounds like they want to take Bijan out and make Penix, who's been struggling of late, beat them.
Oh, sure. I mean, I think any team wants to do that against them. You know, like, test, see where Penix is at. Now, there have been a couple games where, you know, against the Raiders, against the Packers, where they almost overplay the threat of the run. So they're so cognizant of stopping the run that they might be over-aggressive trying to stop it sometimes. So you might be able to get a safety fly. This happened last week, the first play of the game, the Raiders hitting 45 yards, because the safety, they're so intent on stopping the run that the safety sees something, flies up the line, but misreads it. And that happened against the Packers, too, and they gave up a big play as well. So, like, you have the opportunity for that. And I think the one thing for this team, with the way the Falcons are, let them get going in those areas. You can't let them do that. So I think they're very cognizant that they've given up like 9 explosive pass plays, and so they've had some holes in their coverage at times. So that's something that they're going to have to fix. But yes, they will absolutely want to stop Bijan Robinson. The big key there will be their interior linemen, Javon Kinlaw and Jerron Payne.
So what's interesting?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
And me, as we go behind enemy lines, John Keim joining us. The Commanders, they're one of, what, 3 teams that haven't forced a turnover. Is that a little weird?
No. Yes, it's very weird. And especially because like, their whole slogan is ball is life. In other words, like, protecting them and getting it is life. Well, they're on life support right now because they don't have any life on defense. If that's the case. I mean, they were not good at this last year either. And sometimes it's a ball bounces the wrong way. They've had a couple balls where, like last week, your corner Trey Amos tips the ball, someone else dives and almost gets it. They had another one where, there have been a couple plays like that, a fumble, but it doesn't really bounce the wrong way. And so they've had a couple of those. But yeah, no, that it was a point of emphasis, and it's been a failed aspect of their defense so far.
And, John, just big picture, it just seems like a breath of fresh air to have new ownership up there with the Commanders. The long nightmare with Snyder is over. Will they get the stadium built in the district?
Oh, yeah. That's already been approved. That's good to go. That'll open by 2030, and we can all say good riddance to FedEx Northwest Stadium, whatever you want to call it. It's been a disaster, and, so I think – and they're going back to our site at RK where they had their best years. It's like Mecca for Washington fans, right? So
right.
I think it means a lot. It meant a lot to the owner, And to get it done, it'll be, you know, it was a necessity to get that done. But it will, it's all over. They have started the, you know, they've gotten through the votes. It's all there. 2030 is when it'll open.
All right, John, before we let you go, how's this game play out in your mind? What do you think happens on Sunday here in Atlanta?
Jeez, I don't, like, I just have a hard time. This team is so banged up and missing key players. Like, they never dealt with anything like this last year, where, like, last year the most they ever had out was four starters. They have seven guys out this week, right. And, you know, including guys on IR. So I just think that's, like, that's asking a lot to go on the road and beat a team that 2 weeks ago looked pretty good, you know? And, like, last week they stunk. But, you know, a couple weeks ago these guys lost to Packers, who then lost to the Browns. So, you know, it's week to week. So I just think it'd be very hard. I would not be shocked to see this team win. I just think it's asking a lot to go do it given their circumstances. And if they do it, it's because the defense finally does create a couple turnovers.
43.5 points over under. I think we'd like the under in this one.
Oh, I would. Yeah, I'm not a gambling guy, but I just they have
we are
too many guys. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, without thinking much about it, I'd hit the under because I just.
Right.
But I haven't. You know, having said that, like Mariota's looked so good when he's gone in, but I just without McLaurin, without Brown, with you know, it's just. It's just asking a lot to continue to play that way, but I don't know.
But again, the narrative, at least according to John, it sounds like Carl, the Mariota got a raw deal here. He's a captain this week, so certainly sounds like John, he'll be playing with a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, and like I said, I think he's like, he seems very level-headed about it. I mean, it's a different organization than the one he left, and I think for him, a lot of it too is from that time he was in Atlanta, he's had the birth of two kids. And I think like that has kind of helped him gain a different perspective. And maybe that's helped him. I just think that this offense fits him so well that, and I don't think he's going to fit every offense. He fits this one. And I think that's all that matters for them right now.
Great stuff. John, appreciate you stopping by, going behind enemy lines and continued success up there. We'll see what happens on Sunday.
Awesome. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Appreciate it. Mariota started 13 games for us. He went 5-8, okay? Losing record. But I will tell you guys, this is what's stunning, and this is why I asked about the running game. The Commanders are one of the best rushing teams in the league, with or without Jaden Daniels.
Right.
So what I'm telling you is they had 174 yards at halftime running the football last week against the Raiders. They know their best receiver is out in McLaurin. They're going to come in here and try to run the football down our throat too, all right? So if we want to reestablish the run, this could be, Mike, a low-scoring game because you're talking about clock-eating, time-of-possession type drives.
Right, not getting, you know, two to three touchdowns per team.
Correct.
Per half, right.
So I'm going to tell you right now, if Zach Robinson wants to get right, Bijan Robinson's your answer, run the football. This is what they do, and you don't put any pressure on Marcus to have to throw balls down the field. You run it.
Right. Now, speaking of running, we were talking earlier with Rusty Manziel. A lot of folks see Georgia and Alabama as another sort of Tennessee replay. Maybe Georgia and Mike Bobo run the damn ball, and they will try to run the ball. We'll talk more about it as we get the pick segment going. But you feel Georgia tries to take some of the air out of the ball, maybe not give the national audience what they are expecting, which is a high-scoring game.
We're live in Athens, guys. Groundhouse Killer Burgers right here off of Lumpkin. We're coming back. It's Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.